yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do,
do. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Express Yourself and happy May Day, Beltane, First Fridays, and anything else you might be celebrating. May is full of exciting events, and we're going to cover a few of them today, as well as get a deep dive into Basalt's Summer of Music lineup with Brent Compton. I have Kay Giannetti stopping by later to talk about the long conversation, and Bonte Lane, Mindy Arbuckle, and Lisa Dancing Light are in the house right now, ready to sing and talk about the Songkeepers. So, folks, don't touch that dial.
Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all.
Going to do it here today on this beautiful, beautiful first day of May. It's just action-packed out there, and we're excited to be in here with the people we get to be in here with.
We're excited to be here, Amy.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have Lisa Dancing Light, Mindy Arbuckle, and Bonte Lane right here
yes.
in the studio with us. And I guess you are the song keepers.
We are.
In this valley.
Yeah.
We are indeed. Yes.
Yeah. And you're the carriers of ancient melodies and living prayers. And I love that idea and thought because the way ancient melodies existed was being passed down, right?
Definitely.
It's something we've lost
Definitely.
A little bit yeah. in our modern times.
Yeah.
We're losing a lot of that, actually.
So what? How did it work for you to bring it back?
I started doing singing groups years ago, and I think, you know, actually, Amy, I think I started developing a love for these ancient traditional songs from studying with indigenous people,
mm-hmm.
and many of them African elders and Native elders. At, I think Brooke Medicine Eagle, for mm-hmm. one of the most, I was in sound circles, singing circles with her a lot, and traveled with her doing drum circles, and Maladoma Somme, who was an African medicine person. And I just realized these beautiful melodies are being passed along orally. Oral tradition, mm-hmm. and a lot of them, that's the way music was passed on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's so true. And so the concept of song keepers is to create these circles, singing circles?
Well, I had several groups, One Voice, Circle of Songs, Voices for Change. It's what's happening in the world that inspires me mm-hmm. to get together. And have a voice. I mean, man, look at what's going on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And Mindy hosts Kirtan as well, which is another form of sacred sounding.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. It's really about just bringing the community together so that we can raise our voices and our hearts and our energy together, because what we do makes a difference.
That's right. And music is healing.
Well, and I started trying to do them way back when we first moved Carbondale Arts to the library.
Yep.
I had something called the Carbondale Community Choir.
Ah, yes.
And we had the support of Carbondale Arts. It was mm-hmm. amazing, but we just mm-hmm. could never quite get enough people to show up. So I'm really excited now because I'm feeling more urge from our community to come and join us.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I've hosted some more recent song circles, and people are coming. Mm-hmm. Where before it felt like a struggle to get somebody to show up, or right now they feel like it feels like people are craving this stuff.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to get into what is happening Sunday, May 3rd, and how you can be part of a song circle. But let's have some music. I need some healing right now.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this particular gathering, we're focusing on the elementals, earth, air, fire, water, ether. And it has this wonderful collective feel, the theme of all the songs. And so the first song I thought we'd do is The Earth, the Air, the Fire, the Water Return, which is, you know, a lot of these songs are so old we don't know where they came from. So we just say they're traditional, the composer's anonymous, and I always like, as a songwriter, to give credit, but we don't know who wrote this.
To all the women who've sung it before.
Right.
Yes, we honor them.
It comes from a long time ago. So. How does that sound, Amy? Is that okay? All right. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return.
The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return.
One more time.
The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return. The earth, the air, the fire, the water, return, 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 return.
Wow. Yeah, beautiful. And you can feel, I mean, just being in here, the energy of kind of repetition and the song and the meaning, it just kind of gets in you and you can feel it working.
Something we really want to encourage people that this isn't for people who identify as singers. I mean, it is. They're welcome to come.
100%.
Absolutely welcome to come. But we really, my own personal thing for sure, and I know the girls agree, is we want to create a safe space for people to come and bring their voices exactly how they are. This isn't about singing perfectly in pitch. We're not going to expect anybody to harmonize. We just want hearts open and voices to share however they want. You know, we just really want to create that very safe space for people to come and experience these songs really viscerally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And the repetition is part of
that
visceral feeling of being able to put it in your body and feel the essence of it rather than think the essence of it, feel it.
Mm-hmm. So that's true. Another part is entrainment. Mm-hmm. Where when you gather together, vibrational frequencies come in harmony, and we can harmonize energetically as well as vocally. And it's not about how great you're singing. It's about what you're feeling. So that was a beautiful thing to bring in, for sure.
And this safe space is going to be on Sunday, this Sunday, at the 3rd Street Center.
In the Round Room.
in the, so that's like, oh my God.
Yeah,
and the
right?
sound in there, how cool is that?
Yeah. 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Uh-huh. Every age is welcome, from babies to elders. We want the whole community to feel welcome here, mm-hmm. because it's important that we cross these generational lines, which is the three of us. I mean, we're all about 20 years apart.
Oh,
so
yeah?
It's amazing that we have this wow. cross-generational group of women who want to bring these sacred songs forward.
It's so true. I mean, I have many relationships, and it always seems there's almost 20 years apart in some of my best relationships.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, gosh, we have a...
Should we do another?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have.
Let's do
it.
We're
going to go to the Sanskrit side of the world this time.
Okay. So my journey has been through Sanskrit and mantras. And this is an original song that I wrote. It's not an original mantra, but an original song called Shakti Rise Up. So this is bringing in the power and the fire. Is that okay?
Shakti, rise up, sisters united, holding hands we gather together. We are spirit, we are earth, leading with love we create a new world. Shakti, rise up, sisters united, holding hands we gather together. We are spirit, we are earth, leading with love we create a new world. Om Bara Shaktaye Namaha Namaha. Sisters united, holding hands we gather together. We are spirit, we are earth, leading with love we create a new world.
Wow, wow. So what did the words mean?
Om Para, Shaktiaye Namaha, Om Para. Om is the sound that connects us all. Para, the greatest. Shaktiaye is the power of the universe, the creative life force that exists out there, mm-hmm. but also in here, in each and every one of us. And Namaha is a prayer that says, may it come to me. But also one of my favorite translations is, may I get my mind out of the way.
That's so true.
I get in the way sometimes.
So true. So true, though. I also feel that women are really going to be called upon and are called upon now to really lead us into a new way of being. But it could be a very long road, unfortunately.
Well, you know, shifts can sometimes happen in unexpectedly quick ways.
They are happening
they
right
are
now.
Happening.
Yeah. You know, there are women like us gathering all the time. There are women like us leading with love. That's the way forward. It's not through more discord. It's not through more separation or division. It is through love and through understanding, compassion.
I think there's a lot of love out there, and people are loving quite a bit. We'll see see how that goes.
More and more every day.
Yeah. So speaking of which, are there other song groups that you have connected with?
Yeah, that's what I was wanting to mention. There's two beautiful young women, Katya and Mackenzie,
mm-hmm.
And they have been meeting on Sundays at Third Street Center. And I didn't hear about them until just very recently, but I've gone the last couple of weeks. They're absolutely amazing. And
is that the Resistance Choir?
No, that's the Grannies. That's on Wednesday.
No, the Grannies. But Katya does the Resistance Choir.
Okay, yeah, I didn't even know what it was called, Aime.
Yeah. I think it's called the Resistance
Choir. Yeah, I just showed up and started singing with them, and they are such beautiful young women.
Uh-huh.
Their lights are so bright, and the songs they're bringing are just so easy to drop into, and they hold this beautiful space, and I was like, I want to tell everybody to come to these things. Uh-huh. And if anybody doesn't know how to get a hold of them, most people can find me. Just let me know, and I'm going to get you there. But it's at 4 o'clock on Sundays at either inside or outside or somewhere around 3rd Street. They move around a little bit.
Oh, so maybe they'll, like, join up with you on...
You know, they're talking about, it's like, oh, and I said, I'm sorry, I didn't think about scheduling this during your time. And they very, very much likely might come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, that's great.
And then I have a kirtan band, so we perform around the valley, usually monthly, bi-monthly, and we are singing sacred Sanskrit songs that are mostly original. Some of them are familiar that other people have heard and written, but it's really about connecting through voice, through presence.
And where are you meeting?
We meet oftentimes at one of my band members' houses in Dakota, and it's a house party.
Wow.
We do the kirtan, we sing together, and then we also have a potluck together. But we've also performed in Aspen. We've got a place in Basalt that we're going to start going for. So
people can come to your potluck things. You just got to find it on your website.
Yeah, just find it on MindyArbuckle.com. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. I'll share the address. Since it's a house party, we don't publicly share the address. But if you come, or if you want to come, just sign up. I'll share it with you.
Well, and the Raging Grannies too, right?
Right, right.
They're
right.
On Wednesdays, and I think they meet at the Spiritual Center, right?
Yeah, you know, yes. I
think haven't
so.
Been able to go.
All the singing's happening at the 3rd Street Center.
3rd Street's
almost.
Is so cool.
Yeah, which is great. We're so thankful for that spot.
Yes.
And, well, gosh, you know, Mindy, next year, we're booked Sunday morning a mountain fair this year, but man, kirtan
would
be so fabulous.
It's been a vision of mine for a while.
Oh, yeah, you've
got to love
reach
it.
Well,
out
we're still,
to them.
We're still trying to reach out to, we might get a last-minute spot in the Oasis for this group.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
we're great.
Supposedly.
We're, yeah, they're working on it, but it's a little vague as to how it's going to come together, but that's okay.
Oh, well, hopefully that'd be awesome. Yeah, it's so nice. And of course, Lisa, you have been around the valley, just bringing us all kinds of music for many, many decades. And it's awesome. Like, you just never stop.
No, I'm like the an Energizer Bunny, right?
Uh-huh.
Just keep going with your drum.
It's so true, and it's so beautiful. Well, I just really think that we should have one more song.
Can we sing you out?
Well, I'd like you to come on. Well, maybe you could say it now. Just where can people find out more about you and how to get involved?
Well, I think each of us should just share our websites because we each have our own programs, and then now we're combining our programs. Mm-hmm. So my program is called Bonte Lane Medicine Music. Mm-hmm. And you can find it at BonteLane.com. It's BonteLane.com.
Perfect.
And my website is LisaDancingLight.com, and you can find out about this event and sign up for it at the events page at LisaDancingLight.com.
Nice. Yeah. And I do a lot of sacred feminine healing work, energy healing, mantras, music, all kinds of amazing things, yoga, and you can find that at MindyArbuckle.com.
That's fabulous. Wow. And everybody, Sunday, May 3rd, you can join all three of these ladies, 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. And it is by donation. We really want to make it accessible and don't make money a thing. Come, and, you know, do whatever you can do, and we're going to be so happy with that.
That's fabulous. Yeah. All right. Sing us out.
Let's
I love it.
And thank you, Amy.
This is one that I've shared around a lot. So listeners out there, wherever you are, if you know the song, or even if you don't, just stop and sing along.
Yeah.
Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen. Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen. 'Cause the sound of the river as it moves across the stones is the same sound as the blood in your body as it moves across your bones. Are you listening? Are you listening? Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen. Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen. 'Cause the sound of the river as it moves across the stones is the same sound as the blood in your body as it moves across your bones. Are you listening? Are you listening? Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen.
Put your roots down, put your feet on the ground. You can hear what she says when you listen, 'cause the sound of the river as it moves across the stones is the same sound as the blood in your body as it moves across your bones. Are you listening?
Tag that one.
Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
Thank you so much. What a beautiful way to celebrate Beltane today.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate Katie and Kay and this show and all the community support that this amazing station puts out there. And it's just really, really deep in my heart for Katie and Kay. And we really appreciate being here. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody. Don't forget, May 3rd, 3 to 5, go sing your hearts out. It'll do you good. Now, stay tuned. You're listening to Katie and Kay, and coming up next is Brent Compton. We're going to be talking Summer of Music in Basalt. Here's a band that's going to be playing there, Thrift Store Cowboys.
Don't slip when the soles can grip the crumbling rocks. Beneath the shoes, there she stands, reaching down to pick up the soreless man. War's not over, but the battle is theirs to lose. A birthplace, cinches braid, wants your photographs of trees out in the lake, and this hand reaching down to offer a trembling shake at the other end. Two friends too far ago, so there they stay.
Little Thrift Store Cowboys, and they are coming to Basalt in July?
July 22nd, they will be there.
Yay, July 22nd. Oh, my God, you guys, it's going to be here before we know it. That's the scary thing. Well, I am in the studio with Brent Compton, and he is... Well, he is everything in Basalt. He is bringing the juju back to Basalt. It's so good. No, it's true. It's true. There's been like, feels like it's really finding a groove in Basalt with the music and the community events. You just put on Earth Day. And now you just announced the full Summer of Music schedule. We got a few little tastes a couple weeks ago, but now we get the full taste.
Yeah, sorry. I got my sidekick here today. Miss Magnolia's in the studio as well, and she's really been trying to get me to bring some K-pop to town, but I haven't quite figured that out yet.
I think it's coming to Taka, though.
It sounds like it. I did see that. But no, that one you were just playing, Thrift Store Cowboys, those guys are amazing. They're kind of split up now where they live. Some's in Austin, Texas. Some of them are in Knoxville, Tennessee, but they're going to be bringing a lot of that cowboy sound to us, so I'm really excited to have them on July 22nd. And we've got a pretty full lineup of amazing bands this year.
You sure do. It kicks off when?
June 17th is their first one this year. We bumped it back. We were doing the first couple weeks of June, but decided to give everybody a little start on summer so they can get out of town, go do their vacation, then come right back for June 17th, we have Palmyra from Richmond, Virginia coming.
And they're great. And guess who's opening for them, folks?
Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets.
We know they're a big favorite around here.
Especially after that album release party they had recently. That was pretty cool.
So fun, yeah. So, Palmyra, tell us, I do have a little clip we can listen to real quick, and then you can tell us a little more. But I think it's always fun to be able to listen to something. And this one is Carolina Wren.
Fall asleep in the backseat. Every radio station's the same song. I'm gonna wake up brand new. Carolina Wren. Checking in with my heart in the morning. I'm going back to Savannah. On the way out, breaking down,
packing. Yeah, nice vocals. So Palmyra, how did you become aware of them?
Well, personally, I actually grew up in Virginia, and I've been trying to find some of the groups that I used to listen to, and I mean, that's been 16 years ago I lived there. So it's kind of hard sometimes to find the ones that I used to love because they're not always together for 15 years. This group played Winter Wondergrass a couple years ago in Steamboat, and they're just very smooth. They got a few songs where they get a little rowdy, but man, they're just so smooth with all three of the guys singing up front. I love it.
Nice, yay! Well, that's exciting, and then next. Who do we have?
Ooh, this is one of Katie and Kay's favorites.
That's
coming
right.
On June 24th. Pink Fuzz, and really love their heavy rock sound, and there's not a lot of heavy rock at some of these summer series in the Valley, so I'm pretty excited to have those guys to come rock out in Basalt. And opening up for them is Hetty Hooligan.
Yay,
which
Hetty.
I'm super excited
Another
for.
Katie and Kay favorite. Yeah, so I do have and this is the great thing. You can go for Palmyra and relax and enjoy, and then the next week, you're going to get a little of this.
Swimming inside. Sink to the bottom just so I can sit with myself. Don't worry, it's fine. To the surface just so I can bring it back down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is actually maybe one of their mellower songs.
Yeah. You can hear that they might start letting loose, but they will definitely put on a good show in Basalt. And we're, you know, people always ask for that. There's a lot of people that really want that hard rock, and it's hard to find.
And is this are they a couple or a?
They're siblings.
They're siblings.
And they have another sibling that is in the Velveteers that played a few years ago at River Jams in Basalt.
Right.
And so the whole family is full of musicians. They were all homeschooled right outside of Boulder. And somebody in the family must have been teaching them guitar lessons because they are
ripping
for sure.
Yeah. They played the Pink to Black series.
That's right.
Was it this winter? It was last winter. They're blending together. I can't believe it. Okay. Now what's next?
Ooh, July 1st, a local favorite in Basalt, who actually just graduated from Basalt last year, Tristan Trincado.
Yeah, so what is Tristan's story?
Tristan, you know, he's got an interesting story if you read a little bit about him. His family does the Aspen Dirt Bike School, I think it's called, and they teach people how to ride dirt bikes, and he's been a big mountain biker and dirt biker and has had quite a few concussions from that period of his life.
Uh-huh.
So he had to slow down a little bit, and he learned the guitar and started writing songs, and his songwriting, it's so impressive for someone so young. It just sounds like, you know, a 60-year-old that's lived a big, hard life and had a lot of struggles, and it's really cool, like country sound guy that's right here, grew up right here in the valley, still lives here.
Yeah, and he's gotten quite a bit of oomph going on out there, right? Are you telling me he's just graduating high school?
I'm pretty sure he just graduated, or he's about to. I can't really remember, but he,
wow.
Yeah, he's playing in Nashville a little bit. He's opened, you know, sold out his own show at the Belly Up, and
yeah.
He played Jazz Aspen on their side stage last year, and man, people just love, I mean, rightfully so, they love his sound, because Basalt's going to be in a treat for that, because he actually hasn't played the Summer Series.
I know, isn't that crazy? I can't believe, I know, I was looking at his pictures, and I was like, man, this kid looks so young, and, well, maybe we should just play one little, a little
yeah, he's
touch
great.
Of that. Which, do you have any favorites, or I'll just pick a...
They're all good.
Okay.
That is for sure.
Let's see, Tristan, right from Basalt.
Smell like smoke, swirled down the windows, light up a joke. I didn't laugh, I just watched you breathe. Like a fire looked long enough to stay with me. You ain't the type for a diamond ring. You said I'd rather fail than own a thing. Will it burn out fast, but it'll burn for you. And if I had a diamond, spend it all on you. If I had a diamond, spend it all on you.
Okay, go, Tristan. That's awesome. Oh, that's so great. And that'll be like the hometown crowd. What a fun night that will be. Okay, and then what do we got next?
David Mayfield Parade, he's just one of those performers. Like, he's got such good stage presence. Sometimes he's doing the worm on the front of the stage with a banjo, somehow not smashing the banjo. And he's just always running around on the stage, and he's got this huge beard. Half the time he doesn't have a shirt on, and just puts a whole new spin on what people would normally think of bluegrass,
because
He's very bluegrass. See, he grew up in a gospel family band. His sister, his mom, dad. His sister's Jessica Lee Mayfield, who does more of an indie rock band herself. But David Mayfield, he's played with, you name it, he's played with them. Now, the Avett Brothers, he's been on stage with them. A lot of other, the folky bluegrass bands. Went on tour with Mumford & Sons at one point and played guitar with them. And man, I'm just excited to see him dancing in Basalt, because people do not know what they're up against when they see David Mayfield Parade.
Cool. Okay. And then?
Oh, an opening for David Mayfield is one of my favorites, Tommy the Animal.
Mine too. They just played Five Point. I mean, they're so good. They're really
They have their own stage presence. Mm-hmm. They get a little rowdy on there too. July 15th will probably be a pretty big night in Basalt, because we're celebrating the Grateful Dead that night.
It's
a double headliner night. Roaring Fork Valley, one of their favorites, Easy Jim, is going to be the headliner and opening up, and hopefully joining on stage with Easy Jim will be Bella Raine, who played last year. And she's also 18 or 19 years old and has a big Grateful Dead following, because she's a guitar shredder. She learned the guitar during COVID and hasn't looked back.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, no, I'm excited because I haven't seen Easy Jim yet. And this is the perfect thing. This is the perfect thing for people who just don't want to stay up late enough to go to the belly up.
Yeah, it's great. You can be home by 9:30.
It's perfect.
And have 3 hours of Grateful Dead on July 15th. I'm sure that'll be well attended. That'll be a busy one.
Yeah.
And then moving on down, we talked about July 22nd for Thrift Store Cowboys.
Right.
But another one of my favorite local groups is out of Silt, and that's the Tyler Rust Band. That's going to be opening up for Thrift Store Cowboys. So that'll be a cowboy country night on July 22nd.
Wow. We're going through all genres. How fun.
That's kind of the goal, and we'll keep moving down this list if you want.
Yeah. Because I do have amethyst queued up.
That's a good one to go through. So we'll get through a few of these and then listen to her. July 29th, my favorite Colorado band is Dragon Deer.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys have been – I first met them at Telluride Blues and Brews and on the main stage there, and it's really impressive what they do. And, you know, they
– Hadn't you brought them to Marble Fest?
They've been at Marble Fest. They played at my wedding. They've done a lot of things in the valley and in the state. And opening for Dragon Deer is my favorite Argentinian, Aggie Flores. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, not only musically talented, she's got
a showing in
Aspen and another one coming up. I forget where her next one's going to be at, but she's got a couple art shows. And she's so impressive what she does. So we're excited. And then August 5th, one of my favorite bands, who the whole band is not going to be there, so I want to say that first, but Dr. Dog, who I've seen a few times at Red Rocks. Their drummer is filling a little bit of free time that he has because they're not on tour with Dr. Dog all the time right now. And his name's Eric Slick. And Eric Slick is one of the most talented musicians. He plays drums, he plays guitar, keyboard, sings, dances. Any instrument that guy can play. And so that's August 5th with Eric Slick. And he's really excited to see, because I've seen, you know, him with Dr. Dog on the big stage. And it's going to be cool to get him on a little intimate setting and not in front of 50,000 people. So I'm excited to see Eric Slick. And then August 12th comes the one you're probably about to queue up, which is Amethyst Kia. She's amazing. She's been playing the Hollywood Bowl lately, and she opens up for Brandi Carlile and plays a little bit with Brandi Carlile, and she's really kind of blowing up. And we booked her last year, and then she had to cancel to go play a few shows that were a little bigger than us. And I said, as long as you come back next year, we can do that. And opening for her is Natalie Spears, Carbondale favorite.
Yeah.
And that's August 12th, and that's actually our last show of the summer for as far as the ones downtown Basalt.
Wow, that's very cool. And we'll go out with Amethyst. But before we do that, let's talk about the Friday night Willits thing, because, man, you're firing on all weekend nights. That's on Friday nights?
Yeah, so the ones in Willits, we were doing every other Friday, but this year is Basalt's 125th anniversary, so we've kind of increased what we're doing for the local bands.
Who knew?
And so 125 years of Basalt, and this year at Willits at Triangle Park, we will be every Friday in June, July, and August, and it's all local bands.
Cool.
And that's called Local Vocals.
I love it. And I see you have – I mean, the great thing about it is that I wish I could make everyone, because then we could see the wide variety of local bands there are. Like, I was like, who's Bonfire? Then I saw that it was Mike, from, Mike, I don't know. I know him from
Mike Waters, I bet.
Yeah, from Aspen Public Radio way back when. But, you know, I was like, oh, Bonfire, what's that? Lonely Choir. Who's Lonely Choir?
So Lonely Choir, I forget her first name right now, but she grew up in Glenwood Springs and lives in Denver now and performs as Lonely Choir. Probably needs to be on the bigger lineup next year too, but she lives in Glenwood on weekends a lot and said that she'd love to come do that. And we're excited to have her for local vocals because, I mean, this we could go through this whole lineup, but I would just check on basalt.net/concerts and then you'll have...
Exactly. It's a great lineup. Rodrigo, you have Rodrigo. He's beloved in this valley. Mm-hmm. And Dan Sheridan. So... Basalt's got a lot of music happening. It's so exciting. And so you run every show. You're there from beginning to end. And
it's going to be a busy summer in Basalt. We're really excited. It's been this job's been so much fun to, you know, bring some bands that I know that some people don't know and vice versa, like local vocals. There's so many. I don't have time to go watch all these groups. So it's great to book more shows and be able to be there for them. And on that, when I'm researching for local vocals, this valley's got a lot of good talent, a lot of good bands. The people that were just here before me singing in here didn't get them booked on here this year. And, you know, unfortunately, there's just not enough space for all the great bands we have. So hopefully I'll just keep increasing how many shows we have.
That's right. That's right. Well, you've done great work there, Brent. I'm always excited to see what you bring. And, I mean, you bring a really wide variety of music, which I think is fantastic. And I think that it's beautiful because it turns so many people on to music they might not necessarily know. And that's like my favorite thing, turning people on to music they might not know.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you to Katie and Kay for coming and live streaming these shows, too, because that's going to be... That's huge. And I find a lot of the bands right here on KDNK.
That's perfect. Well, we are going to go out. People can find more information about everything at where?
Basalt.net/concerts is one really good place. And then on Instagram, it's @basaltconcerts. You can find us there, too.
Perfect. Well, thanks for all the good work. We're going to go out with a little Amethyst Kia. Black Myself.
Oh, yeah, this is great. And enjoy First Friday, Carbondale.
Kia, and this was a Grammy-nominated song, and she will be in Basalt this summer. Oof, sounds like that's going to be a good one. And now I got a good one in the studio right here. I caught me a Kay Gianetti. He is our newest trustee, or one of our new town trustees. Actually, you are are you the only newbie that was elected this?
I'm the only newbie.
So you're with some seasoned people.
They've got some season, and I need to be seasoned. So lots of listening, and ready to get to work.
Well, good. Well, thanks for that service. And another great thing, well, you're doing a lot of things. You're part of Western Mosaic.
Yeah.
It's you and Kat Hardy. And before we dive into the long conversation, can you tell us a little bit about the vision of Western Mosaic?
Yeah. So Western Mosaic was created based off of trying to stabilize Potato Days. It's a fiscally sponsored fund that sits under the Historical Society. And we just had momentum. And Kat came on board and Dandelion Day was a great fit. Sunday Music in the Park has fallen in line. We're helping out with that. And now The Long Conversation, which is our first original sort of event that we're producing. So really excited about that.
Congratulations. And so The Long Conversation, it's this Sunday. And it starts at
8 a.m. and goes until 8 p.m.
Who gets to be the 8 a.m.?
A.O.
Oh, A.O. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. He's perfect. And he kind of maybe inspired this a little bit.
So this idea comes from the Long Now Foundation, which is in San Francisco. They held a 24-hour conversation, I think, in 2013. Another thought partner and mentor of mine, Johnny Klein, we'd been talking about this. And when we were doing this, I asked if I could go to AO and AO's class, Tomorrow's Voices, and just sat in and listened. And I thought, 35 years of his class and the civil work that he teaches these kids is just amazing. And that was sort of the foundation that we wanted to steep this in. And he was gracious enough to write all the participants a nice little message, send over some readings. And he's kicking it off. So I'm really excited.
So the concept behind it, the reality maybe more than the concept, how do the nuts and bolts work?
Yeah. So AO, and I don't want to, I guess we put it out there. So AO and I'm blanking on who's next on the.
I didn't bring the list.
So we'll have two. So we'll just do the basics. So up front, we'll have two people on stage. They'll have a 30-minute conversation. The first person will leave after 30 minutes, and then a new person will come. They'll have a 30-minute conversation. That person who was there previously for the hour will leave. A new person will come. So we'll sort of ham and egg this thing for 12 hours. So 24, 30-minute conversation.
And the hope is that the person that's coming on next will be there early to kind of hear some of the conversation and the flow as to where it's going and kind of –
yes.
See where it goes.
So this, hopefully this doesn't turn into where people just posture and talk about what they do.
Right.
This is truly about seeing yourself as a community member, diving in, asking second level questions, really listening and seeing if we can make more connection with our community. I think comes at a time when everything feels so polarized and it's really hard to get people to stay at the table. And I think in small towns, one of the best tools we have is, and especially in Carbondale, is to not always agree, but always stay at that table and try to compromise and find solutions and work together towards something. So that's what we're getting at here.
And when you're one of the two people up there, obviously you can ask each other questions as well, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you could be interviewing someone, they could be interviewing you, or you could just be going off into an inspiring conversation because something was said that inspired you to go into conversation. That's the hope, right?
That's the hope. No prompts, really. We're just going to let this flow and see where this goes organically. And really excited, a little nervous to see what comes out of this.
Well, and how did you figure out the flow? Like, who can you remember some of the people? I know, like, Ryan, our town manager, is on there, and Jamie Abbott from Carbondale Arts.
Yep, our new mayor, Erica Sparhawk, is participating. We have some educators. We have some thought leaders. We have some elders. We have some youth and energy coming into this. We have some mental health professionals.
And some Latine people. I think Judith is maybe going to speak.
She is. Trying to capture as many voices in our community as we can. It's hard because it's only one day, so a lot of people couldn't make it on this Sunday, but it was really just a snapshot in me clearing up my calendar, walking around, and just seeing who I met in a day around Carbondale and the things that came up. And this is a great sort of smattering of community voices, leaders, and members, yeah.
Yeah, and it's free, right? So the public can come in, people can come and go and listen to the conversations.
Yeah, I just got done with our food and beverage package. So we'll have
food and beverage package. Yeah.
So Western Mosaic's picking up the tab, so we'll have small popcorns and fountain drinks.
Oh, awesome.
We'll have some coffee from Bonfire. We will have some bagels and some spread from Plotsky's. And then in the afternoon, Akila is going to provide some wine as well as some tin fish and nice bread from Amara. So
a
cool little afternoon, nice snacks from local restaurants. And yeah, everything's free, open to the public. And come in and listen for 30 minutes, an hour, or you can be with me and stay there all day.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. You're going to have a really good overview of a sense maybe of what is happening in people's minds by the end of the day, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. We're going to see what happens as we distill this conversation down over time. So the goal is to hold this every 3 years to give us some time to think about this and to see what really stands out, what continues to come up in our conversation. And really excited to have the partnership with Carbondale Arts. We have 10 artists right now who are going to take our segments, plus a few other people who are going to write essays and stories. And we're going to distill that down and create a zine project that we'll release in February of this coming year.
Oh, nice. That sounds like Michael Stout.
Yep. Michael loves a good zine, and I'm excited to put up another project.
That's very cool. Because actually, right out here, I was reading Ash has our former mayor's son has a zine that he put together with the...
I was just looking at that.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And then one final partner, Carbondale Library with Tracy.
Nice.
We want this to live someplace where the community can interact with it. So the zine and the audio recording will live in Carbondale Library. And we've got some money that we're going to commission a art piece that will hold this, and it'll grow and expand every 3 years when we produce another.
It's like a time capsule of what's going on at that time. Well, I'm very excited. I'm excited to participate and excited to listen and see good conversation is so hard to come by these days because people devolve. And like you say, it can get into either personal, projects, or it gets into disagreement. And so it's so exciting. We need to learn how to have better conversation. This will be a learning experience, I think, for even all of us involved.
Yeah, I think at the base level, this is showing our community how to have a conversation again and how we hold space for others and can dive in and disagree, but still hold at the core that we love this valley, we love this place, and we have to work together to keep moving forward.
Well, it's a very exciting idea, and I'll be excited to see where it goes. And then you guys are also have Dandelion Days right around the corner, coming right up.
Kat has put together an unbelievable lineup for this year. I'm really excited to be her just assistant and help run around and make sure she's supported in this. But really excited to have it be under the Western Mosaic umbrella for this year and to see what happens. Some really good conversation, finding common ground, and once again, just like focused on building community.
Well, I like that. And the Dandelion Days and Potato Days out of Western Mosaic has a goal of finding ways to support our local farmers. Is that right?
Yeah. So this last year, Potato Days got converted into a philanthropic engine. So the base operation is covered by donations, and then our yearly donations get given out to a recipient. So we're getting ready to launch that application. It isn't just for farmers. I think it's food systems, agriculture adjacent, anybody who has an idea that need some money. Last year, we raised $25,000 for Seed Piece, mm-hmm. Which was mm-hmm. an amazing start. And our goal is to match that and try to outdo that each year moving forward. So it's a, no strings attached grant. And my philosophy is we need more failure reports and not so many feasibility studies. So we want to see action. We want to see people trying to implement things and learning from getting their hands dirty and trying to create something.
Nice. And where can people find more about all of these things?
That is a great question.
It's coming. It's coming, folks.
Yeah, Lindsay Jones is helping us with our branding right now. We'll have a full press release around Western Mosaic and a website very soon. So,
but for now, you know you can just show up at the Crystal Theater right on Main Street Sunday. You can get your coffee.
Some bagels.
Come in and listen to good conversations starting at 8 a.m., ending at 8 p.m. So many great names from the community will be part of it. And, I think I'm on in the, like, around 4 o'clock, sometime in that time frame. So,
And I remembered AO's talking to Becky, who's our new principal at the community school.
Oh, so awesome.
A long time educator with AO and an educator who has worked up Valley in Aspen and will be, it's her first time sort of living and working in the Carbondale area. So it should be
a cool
way to kick this off.
So cool. Well, I love what you're doing and can't wait to see. And now just out of curiosity, what are you going to go do tonight?
I am getting ready to go pick up my daughter from Little Blue and we're going to start at Sprazzo. They're having some spritz and bubbles party. So there's bubbles for the kids and spritz for the adults.
Nice.
And, then I think we'll work our way down and enjoy all the festivities down Main Street.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, everybody. Just a reminder, tomorrow ArtBase is celebrating a lot of years. I can't remember how many, but they're going to have a great open house and party all day tomorrow in Basalt. Try to get over there and celebrate them and all the work they've done. And it's First Fridays tonight. Long conversation on Sunday. It's action-packed out there. Happy birthday to Devika and to Rachel Gillespie, both celebrating this weekend. Here we go. It's time for NPR.
Carbondale Community Access.